We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and sheepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I am humbled and blessed that you have chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share these insights and wisdom through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration of topics for all things human experience related. Each episode has been specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role and have an impact on our human experience. So we will cover things from health and wellness, self-discovery, personal growth, healing, and so very much more. So join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, education, information sharing, and wisdom and exploration as we continue to evolve and become SheWise. So now for the disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You are encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So now let's get started on today's show. So today on Surviving the Human Experience podcast, we have a very special guest for our listeners. We're here with Phil George. Phil is a clinical biochemist, certified personal trainer, health coach, and lecturer. He has his own radio show out of Massachusetts on Wellness Wave Radio and has had the pleasure of conducting seminars focused on health and wellness throughout New England. He is currently forming a health coalition group with like-minded health practitioners to share information and collectively work together for the betterment of clients. So without further ado, I'd like to say welcome to the show, Phil.
I'm so happy to be here, Kristen. Kristen, it's, you know, it's funny. Because I also have a TV show. I've got a mention that's relatively new. So we've got a TV show and a radio show. But just like with you and I, we spent about 15 minutes before here. We should have recorded that conversation, Kristen. That would have been a good show unto itself.
It absolutely would have. Yes, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I learned so much, and we always have so much to cover. So I agree. And I'm excited to hear more about this TV show. I didn't know you started that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so when I started with the radio, people heard it, and then I was contacted by a TV show. And here in Massachusetts, we have Spectrum, and Spectrum has to provide local cable to all of the different Paxton and Worcester, and so it's going to be syndicated. So, and we can do some stuff with TV. We can't do on radio. Obviously, we can show things. I had a chiropractor on, and he brought a giant spine on, and he showed the different discs and stuff. So we can, obviously we can show some video on there. So yeah, between the two, it's been a lot of fun.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us today. I have really been looking forward to this discussion, as health and wellness is definitely near and dear to my heart. And as someone who's gone through quite a health journey myself, I've learned that the key is to sharing wisdom and insights and really just trying to educate others on the health and wellness topics. And I have always said, this is kind of my personal philosophy, that you're the CEO of your own health. So it's really important to, come together and share information with people and really bring experts in the field to the forefront so that information can be shared so freely. So we've got a lot of ground to cover today. So I'm going to jump right in. Our topic is the three pillars of health, and that has been your motto, your mantra. It's what you go out and you teach and you share with others. So we're going to dig into that a little bit further. But if you could first start off by sharing a little bit about yourself, your background, your journey, how you became and arrived at being a clinical biochemist, personal trainer, health coach, and everything, so that our listeners know a little bit more about you.
Right. So people are confused what a clinical biochemist is. So let me back up. So my undergrad's in biochemistry. Most people know what that is. But then I went on and got a second degree in something called clinical biochemistry. So biochemists, we can go into research. We can go into, you know, into all kinds of stuff. So what a clinical biochemist does is my job description was to consult with physicians in terms of how lab results relate to different pathologies. So the other thing I would do, I also used to train medical students in terms of, like, good example. Well, when I did it, Kristen, the dinosaurs are still ruling the earth. So
I don't believe that.
So now a chimpanzee could do my job because everything's done by AI and computers. But when I did it, most people have heard of the CBC, which is a test they do for everybody called a complete blood count. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looks at your white cells, your red cells, your platelets, and come up with a pretty good understanding of your health from that. So mm-hmm. I used to have to literally look at every single cell. And, you know, this is a lymphocyte. This is a polymorphal nucleocyte. This is all kinds of stuff. So I'd have to look. But I really liked that, Kristen, because I had to understand it from the ground up. You know what I mean? I just didn't mm-hmm. put it into a computer and it spit out a result. So it's kind of like, again, when Again, I'm so old, Kristen, that when I took a course at WPI, which is Worcester Polytechnic Institute, which is kind of the MIT of Worcester here, I didn't have a calculator, Kristen. I didn't have a calculator.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So you're the real deal.
So it's like the old chemistry set used to have. I just had to mix stuff together. You know what I mean? When I was in the lab, so. Everything was hands-on for me, but I liked that because I had to really understand it, you know, from the ground up. It just, mm-hmm. I didn't, right now you plug in a blood sample and it spits it out. So what I did, and I worked at a small lab, so I did everything. I did hematology, I did toxicology, I did microbiology, I did chemistry, I did immunology, you name it, I did it, you know. Cross-match blood, I did all that stuff. But again, it was from the ground up. So that's why I think gave me kind of an advantage because I understand the fundamentals, you know, of biochemistry. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. in addition to having that. So that's kind of, you know, my background and that's kind of started me on this journey.
Wow, I love it. And so then you just kind of embarked and went a little bit further and became a personal trainer and health coach and all of that. So what brought you from the science and the educational component and transitioned you over into that space?
Well, what happened is I was always a gym rat. So I've always gone to the gym pretty much my whole life. And so I went from there and then, you know, became a personal trainer. What happened is I was doing individual coaching, health coaching, because I'm a certified health coach, and one-on-one. But it's so hard to get much done seeing one person at a time. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was contacted by a VA group, Veterans Administration group, to do seminars for veterans. And that's kind of started me on kind of the whole educational thing. Because I could do so much more on groups than I can on one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And when I did the VA, some media organization found out about it, and they interviewed me on a couple of TV and radio shows. And one of the station managers heard it, and he said, "Geez, well, you know, I think you'd really be good having your own radio show and your own TV show." And I said, "Great!" And I started doing it, and I love it. I've been doing it for more than a year. It's WCRN. It's out of Worcester. We have a huge reach. We go all over Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. We have over 120,000, you know, dedicated listeners. So we got a pretty big group. And I kind of see this like you, Kristen, like you're running this. You can reach a lot of people. And it was funny. I had a nurse and also a health coach on my show this past weekend. And we were talking about this, and you know, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like you're kind of like a goody two shoes, Kristen. You know, you're trying to help people.
Yeah.
And I remember a famous quote out of like Mother Teresa and Buddhist monks. And they asked the Buddhist monk once, well, why is it, you know, Mother Teresa, why are you doing all these wonderful things for people, you're helping lepers and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the Buddhist monk said, it's because I'm a very selfish person. It makes me feel good. So it's a selfish, so Kristen, it's a selfish act. And Kelly, the nurse, said the same thing. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you. I'll give you two real life examples. When I was doing the VA, the head of the VA, that program, his son-in-law was having seizures, but he didn't have epilepsy.
Okay.
He wanted to know if I could help him. So I sat down with him, and he couldn't drive because he was having seizures. And I met with him and his father-in-law. And when I walked in to meet with them, they had a giant pizza on the table, Kristen. First warning sign. So
right.
I said, he played football, you know, concussion. So I said, look, your brain's been damaged, and mm-hmm. you know, your brain's been damaged, and sugar is very inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So I simply changed his diet, Kristen. Simply changed his diet. All the seizures gone.
Wow.
I can't put a price on that, Kristen. I can't
Absolutely.
Tell you. I can't put a price. How good that makes me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this with so many people where I coach them, and all of a sudden now they no longer have these aches and pains. They no longer have this. I'll give you another good example is the last show I did on one of the shows I did. I name of the show was You Create Your Own Reality. And this goes into your sandbox, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
So that I was telling people, and I found this is one of the most. And the theme of the show is I try to give you at least one suggestion that will make your life a little bit better.
Okay.
I try to give them one thing that's easy to do. And I came out with the whole thing and I said, you know what? You drive along, somebody pulls in front of you, you start swearing, you give them the finger. In the meantime, for the next 6 hours, you're in a fight or flight. You're stressed out to the nines.
Yes.
And I tell people all the time, no one can make you angry without your permission. You can't mm-hmm. do it. You allow Absolutely. That to happen. You allow that to happen to you. And I give the example, Jesus Christ, they crucified him. They spit on him, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is kind of, not that you're religious, this is kind of for everybody. If he could put up with it, that person insulting you or doing whatever they're going to do to you, why do you allow that person to make you angry? Why do you allow it? Once
yes.
you realize that, it makes a difference. A guy called in the show after that. He said, that one suggestion is going to change everything for me. Because people mm-hmm. were making me so angry, and I didn't realize I'm the one that's allowing them to make me angry.
Mm-hmm.
So these little nuggets, in fact, you're talking about be the CEO of your health. I wish I was on audio. That's on the back of my t-shirt, Kristen. It's on the back
of
my
wow. I love that. Oh my gosh. I love that. As I went along my journey, I started to realize that we give our power away to others that have a title or have a specific area of expertise. And we just automatically assume because they've got that background or that skill that whatever they say is going to be, you know, what's going to be the word that we need to follow. And I learned that as I kept going through the different weird health mystery symptoms that I had, that the only person who's with your body and knows you is you. And it's interesting because we can follow, and I love research and analysis, and I'm all about data and trying to do comparisons and figure out how the picture and the puzzles play together. But, you know, there are those anomalies, and I always joked, I've always been a one percenter, right? If they say that, you know, there's 99.9% of whatever, I'm like, well, I'm the one that, you know, tends to fall in that weird category. And so sometimes we need to look a little further. And it was when I realized that I had to take control of my health journey and my medical stuff that was going on. That's when I started to see the difference, because again, we just hand that power over. You go into the doctor's office and it's incredible to me. You go in, you're feeling okay. And then you get this alleged diagnosis that could be accurate or might not be accurate. And all of a sudden you feel ill. You were perfectly fine when you walked in the door, but then you heard it and it got into your subconscious and it got into your mind. And all of a sudden it changed your whole philosophy of what was going on. And I'm like, my gosh, if the words have that much power, we need to be careful what we're doing. We need to take control of our health. And again, I love my medical professionals. I think that everybody has you know, value and purpose, and they can absolutely help. But I do think we have to remember that you have to take control of your own health for sure.
Yeah, Kristen, one of a couple of things coming out with now, everybody's heard of the placebo effect, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's something else called the nocebo effect, which is the opposite. Mm-hmm. You're saying, and they're telling you, there's been a lot of studies. There's a really good book by Bruce Lipton called Biology of Belief. And he talks about what you're talking about. Uh-huh. They've done a bunch of studies out of Stanford. And this is really, I don't know if you heard of this. But this actually, this is out of Mass General. Mm-hmm. They did something called sham surgeries, where they didn't actually do anything. They cut the knee open. And the person, there was no difference with them doing the surgery and them doing the sham surgery.
Okay.
And people think it's all in your head. Well, actually, it's not all in your head. There was another study out of Stanford where they gave people different milkshakes. And they told them that this milkshake was, you know, high in calories and this milkshake is healthy for you. And what they found is they could measure the blood and everything that happened, something called ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone out of your gut, mm-hmm. leptin, which is like your satiating hormone out of your fat cells. And they can measure all of the biochemistry. And you know what? Because they believed it was a fact, it actually changed their body's chemistry, Kristen.
Wow.
It changed their body's chemistry. So what's the biblical saying? As you believe, so shall it be. Mm-hmm. So your belief has so much to do with it. And we talked, Kristen, about, you know, your biology, your body is an ecosystem. Your brain is connected to your body. You know,
yeah.
It's connected to your body. It's not separate from your body.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen, what you were talking about is basically what happens is Western medicine or allopathic medicine is called reductionism, which means they treat you like a giant cuckoo clock, right? Mm-hmm. If this isn't working, we'll fix this thing. We'll fix that thing. And I've had so many, you know, health professionals on my show, a lot of chiropractors and podiatrists, and they'll tell you, you may have a pain in your knee, but the problem could be that one your foot's out of whack, you know, or maybe mm-hmm. your hip's out of whack. So mm-hmm. they go to treat your knee, but the problem's not in your knee. The problem could be somewhere entirely different. Okay. So one of the things is I belong to a group called Root Cause Practitioners. And the way I like to, in other words, as a biochemist, I want to know two things. I want to know what's called the mechanism of action. How did it happen? And the other one, what's the root cause of the problem? What's causing the problem? It would be like, Kristen, let's say you live by a river.
Yes.
And every day you walked out to the river and there's a whole bunch of garbage right in your backyard. And you mm-hmm. kept on taking out the garbage over and over again. Kristen, would it make more sense to go upstream and see where the garbage is coming from?
Right, right.
But
yeah, and I think that sometimes we don't look into that, right? We literally just take it for face value, like, oh, you've got a pain here, let's treat that area, not realizing it. Yes, I'm with you 100%. So,
now, JJ Virgin has access to people that wouldn't even return our calls. Two of the top neurologists, is one of them is called Daniel Amen, so she has access to all of these people. But what Daniel Amen told her, he says, above your son's head, put a giant sign: no hospital food.
Mm.
Because what happens? They give you diet soda. Diet soda, basically, those artificial sweeteners is a neurotoxin. Your
yep.
brain's already damaged. You're taking in a neurotoxin. Hello. You know, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
Type 2 diabetes right now with children is through the roof. Again, Kristen, I don't know, maybe too young for this, but it used to be called adult onset diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It did. Yes.
They had to change the name to type 2 diabetes because so many kids are coming out with it. So we're polluting our kids with this, you know, Lucky Charm cereal and the rest of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And basically the government's on board with this. Mm-hmm. So, again, going back to our mantra, Kristen, you've got to be the CEO of your own health.
Yes. 100%. You know, we could do a whole show on this, on food and nutrition, and I'm definitely going to have you come back so we can jump into that further. I know we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition here as well, because it is one of your pillars. So I think this is the perfect time for us to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to jump right into nutrition. So we'll be right back.
Join dynamic mother-daughter duo Kristen and Denise for a live virtual workshop where they'll discuss pathways to promote generational healing to project healthier generations to come. Learn about key components of unlocking your power for self-healing as we move future generations from surviving to thriving. The workshop will be held on May 18th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Register to attend at www.shewisepublications.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So we're jumping right into the three pillars of health with Phil George. I want to first kick it off by talking about nutrition. You've identified nutrition as one of your key components of the pillars. So let's talk a little bit about it. I know we started. So just give us a little bit about, some tips for our listeners on just if this is new for them and they're just starting to think about nutrition, what area can they start off with or what are some words of wisdom that you can share?
Okay, what I'm going to do something because, with my clients, I don't even say, eat this, eat that. A lot of people will tell you that. They'll tell you, eat this, don't eat this. And getting into diets is really bad because you get the keto diet, you get this. I'm not going to go down that road. What I'm going to do, something different, Kristen. I'm going to go into biochemistry, the science of it. So you can understand why you don't want to do certain things. So number one is most people know that sugar is not good for you. Sugar is a toxin. Okay. It causes a lot of problems. People don't understand why sugar is a problem. So we're going to go into that. So you're going to know why you don't want to eat a lot of carbs and a lot of sugar.
Here
we go. So what happens is when you take in sugar, your body wants to get that sugar out of your bloodstream as quickly as possible. It can't stand having in there. So the first thing it does it puts it into your muscles. Because this goes back to evolutionary biology. We've been around for 7 million years, Kristen, and we've only lived like this for the last 100 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened, you're walking along and all of a sudden that saber-tooth tiger is chasing you. Your muscles got to go fast. So your muscles have to be your first line of defense. Because as an animal, as a human being, we have two primary directives. One is not to die, right? You don't want to die. And number two is to reproduce. But number one is not to die, because if we're dead, we can't reproduce. So number one,
that's
the first. And this is going to piggyback into why you want to do exercise. You want big muscles because your muscles are called a sugar hog. It's the more muscle mass you have, Kristen, the more sugar it sucked into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where you come down with rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis. You wind up with aches and pains all over your body because your muscles are gunked up. Okay. You're literally, it's like, if remember the whole thing with the Super Bowl when they jumped the Gatorade on top of the coach's head, he gets all sticky. Imagine your body is getting sticky from the inside out. Okay.
Yes.
That's the reason you don't want to eat a lot of carbohydrates, at least not over a period of time. So that's what's happening. The other problem, Kristen, is what happens after you get the glycation, you produce something called advanced glycation end products, AGE. That's easy to remember, right? H.
Yes.
And these go out and it's an inflammatory. It inflames, it causes inflammation to the rest of your body. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is, I shouldn't swear on here, but it's an SS show. You know what I'm saying? It's not good. It's not good. Uh-huh. So people tell you don't eat carb, blah, blah, blah. You're going to get fat. That's true. But you're creating a lot of other problems. So for the listeners out there, this is the reason why. Now you understand the biochemistry of it, why you don't want to do, because it's messing up. It's messing up your whole thing in terms of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing you wanna be very careful of in terms of taking in the sugar is there's something called it's a big thing now called intermittent fasting, time restricted eating. You've heard of that, Kristen, right?
Yes, people love that. That's their new thing.
This is the big thing again. Why is this important again? There's an expression in biology that means nothing makes sense in biology except through the lens of evolution, evolutionary biology. Our body is hardwired. Again, we've only lived like this, food nonstop, 24 hours a day for the last 100 years. Our body is hardwired basically to go through fasting. Every major religion in the world has fasting in it. Okay. Mm-hmm, there's a reason for that.
Yes.
So what happens is this. So again, going back to the caveman. So, so Kristen, you and I are married, okay? And we're in the cave together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we wake up and I say, Kristen, where's my breakfast? And you say to me, go out there and catch it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Yes.
Now, Kristen, I may not be that great of a hunter. Maybe I may go hours, weeks, days, okay?
Oh my God, we're going to starve.
We're going to starve. So our body is really, really smart because remember the first prime directive, Kristen, is not to die. We don't want to die. So our body's smart.
Right, right.
So what it does then is it starts taking, even though you could be very, very lean, you still have a tremendous amount of fat. So then what it does, it starts taking the fat right out of our cells and it uses that fat because we got no more sugar left, Kristen. We got no more glucose left. It's pulling that fat. So that's one of the ways to lose weight. You just don't eat for a period of time, or you eat everything within like an 8-hour window. It's intermittent fasting, time restricted eating.
Mm-hmm.
What happens there? You start burning, and this is very clean. Fat is much cleaner than sugar. It doesn't cause oxidation. It doesn't do anything. It's a very clean furnace. It's the analogy between like a hybrid car, right? You got the electrical part, the clean burn. You've got the gas burning part. So we're a hybrid, Kristen. We're a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
We can burn fat. Mm-hmm. We can burn fat, or we can burn sugar. But remember all the bad reasons why you're burning sugar. You're burning sugar because it's causing glycation, all kinds of problems. You're messing stuff up. What happens with fat breaks down to something called beta hydroxybutyrate, and it's a very, very clean burning fuel. Plus, it creates more ATP, the energy molecule, than sugar does, three times more. So it's very efficient, very clean burning. The other thing it does, Kristen, it's really good for the brain because, again, sugar inflames the brain because they're calling now Alzheimer's and dementia, type 3 diabetes. because the sugar is causing inflammation in the brain. That beta hydroxybutyrate from the fat is clean burning. So that's the other issue. While I'm on that, Kristen, the other thing that they found is incurable epilepsy. No matter what drug they give you, there's a very famous movie with Meryl Streep. You can get that on YouTube. It's called First Do No Harm. Their son had incurable epilepsy. You turn up a doctor. They tried everything, every drug, nothing worked. They found about what's called a metabolic ketogenic diet. They put him on it on a very low carb, very high keto diet. It cures epilepsy. Gets him into remission. Okay.
Wow.
So you can look this up. It's called metabolic ketosis. It's good for so many different things. Also good for cancer because cancer loves sugar. Okay, it loves eating sugar. If you deprive the cancer cells of sugar, they don't do well. Even if they found out there's a famous biochemist out of BC or BU. His name is Thomas Seyfried, and he talks about this. You can get it all over the place. So if you're going through chemo and you want to make it more effective, you want to go on a ketogenic diet. Okay, Thomas Seyfried talks about this. Something else. Again, this is not medical advice. Everybody's different, so you have to, obviously look at different things. But do your own research on this. So it helps with dementia. It helps with Alzheimer's. It helps with any kind of seizure. So it does a tremendous amount of things in terms of being on a ketogenic type of diet. So now your listeners will understand this is the biochemistry of it. I'm not just telling you eat this, eat that. It's basically this is the reason why you want to go on a healthy fat diet, healthy fats, butter, things like that. But this is a big form of argument in the space. Some people are vegans, some people are vegetarians, some people are carnivores. So I'm not going to go down that road, but what I'll tell you one thing, if you do one thing, just get off of what they call the SAD diet, the standard American diet. If you simply cut out that crap and go to any of these other diets, you're going to be much better off.
I love it. Thank you. So that was a lot of information you definitely gave our listeners. You gave me a lot to think about. So I was listening intently and taking notes myself because that was very informative, and looking at it through that lens, I believe helps people connect the dots, right? So we hear you should eat this, you shouldn't eat that, but when you can really logically say why and you have that information behind it, the science behind it, makes so much more sense. Makes me want to go to my pantry right now and throw a few more things away. Because my kids will eat one thing and I'm like, I'm over here doing my celery juice and my lemon water and, I my unsweet iced tea. That's as exciting as I get. That's the only thing outside of my water. But yes, food is so readily available. And even this is another show in itself, I know, and we've got to move on to pillar two, but I'd love to have you come back and talk about food and the fact that even though you're sitting there looking at something that says organic, or you feel like you got it through the farmer's market or wherever, you just assume because you're hearing the words, they're going, into your brain and you're like, oh, it's organic, it's got to be good for me. It's, coming from the farmer's market, it's got to be good for me. But there's such interesting guidelines of what you can and cannot call organic and what's happening to our food sources, that just thinking about food, even, 40, 50 years ago, a version of butter maybe had different contents in it. So in our minds, we're thinking, oh, I'm going to use this product. It's fine. But some stuff has been altered so much. But I know that's a whole nother conversation for another day. So we'll come back and talk about that another time. But moving on to pillar number two, you identified exercise as another component of the pillars. So can you talk to us a little bit about why you selected exercise? I know that this is either something people love or hate. I am like you. I was a gym rat ever since I was younger. I was the girl in high school getting up and going to the gym at 5 a.m. while everybody else was sleeping. And it wasn't necessarily for vanity purposes. I just really liked to work out because it kept my mental state very sane, and it allowed me to get my energy level up. But there's a lot of folks who say that they're struggling to find time to get their activity in, or their body aches and they're limited and they're not able to do the quote unquote, you know, definition of exercise. So what can you tell us in that space?
Okay, Kristen, just to jump in. So you have, like I have, there's a genetic component to this. You have what's called the warrior gene. Okay, and I do too. So I actually like to get up and go to the gym. My wife jokes she has the anti-warrior gene. She is the opposite. So there's a lot of people like that. So there is a genetic component to it. Some people, whatever reasons, they like exercising, and I do. So a couple of things about exercise. And again, I go to the gym, I go to the gym all the time and I see it. Mm-hmm. So there's a major condition now as you get older. It's called sarcopenia. And it's a fancy word. Sacra means muscle and penia means wasting away. So your muscles are wasting away. And what happens is as you get older, you're not as good as manufacturing muscle as you did before. This happens around the age of 40. So it happens pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that people joke with me all the time and they say, well, you want to live forever. I say, no, I don't want to live forever. I just want to live as healthy as I can for as long as I can. Mm-hmm. Right. They're finding right now, most people spend the last 20 to 20 years of their life in what they call infirmity. They can barely get up. They're wearing diapers. The kids mm-hmm. may have to shower with them. They may have to, bathe them and something. Nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. I don't want my kids having to do that for me. I don't think you do either, Kristen.
Absolutely.
So but you've got to get on it now. Okay. You can't wait. This is especially important for women. Because mm-hmm. women, up until perimenopause and menopause, what happens is you get your estrogen is helping you build the bone mass. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you reach that point and you don't have the estrogen anymore, what happens is you wind up coming down, osteopenia, weakening of the bones, and osteoporosis, severe weakening of the bones. So what you need to do is, we talked about during the whole part with nutrition, the more muscle you have, the more sugar you burn into it. So you burn calories without doing anything. But you don't realize when you also exercise what they call resistance training, lifting weights, doing isometric exercises, planks, anything like that, doing bands, anything like that, you're stressing the muscle, but you're also stressing the bone, Kristen. So you're building bone mass. I go to the gym and I see every single treadmill on there is used.
Yes.
That does not work out your bones. Okay. Uh-huh. All it does, you burn some calories, but you're not strengthening your bones. Mm-hmm. The two most valuable assets, in my opinion, are number one is time. You only have so much of it. Number two is your health. Those are the two. Because if you have all the time in the world, Kristen, but if your health is awful, you probably wish you didn't have that much time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you want to be healthy. And it's never too late. Even if you pass, if you're into menopause, you can still build bone mass. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the treadmill. Find a way. There's something basically in our area. I have a few places. Find the place, Orange Theory Fitness. They were a sponsor of my show at one time. And mm-hmm. they bring it to a very, and they're all over the country,
Yes, we have them everywhere here too. Mm-hmm.
Don't just go in the gym and watch YouTube, okay? You've got to have somebody, first of all, when I train people, my motto was first do no harm, just like medicine, okay? Don't mm-hmm. hurt yourself, that's the first thing. Spend a little money, go to a place, have them show you what to do. And like the whole point is, I say, then you can fire them because you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Women and men, you want to build up that bone mass, because they did another study, and people, when they fall down as they get older, okay, everybody thinks it's because they lose their balance. They actually did a study, Kristen, because they wanted to figure this out, and they have these lasers on people. And you remember like Tokyo, where they they're walking around like what they call those things, like puppets, marionettes, right? And
yes.
the things holding them up, right? So they had older people walking and they had these false things on the tile, and they would pull the tile out from under them and they would fall. But the strings would hold them up. Mm-hmm. And they figured out the reason they fell was not because they lost balance. That was one of it. It was because their muscles were so weak, Kristen, that they, mm-hmm. they couldn't hold themselves up anymore. So that slightest little thing will knock you over. But there's a double whammy here, Kristen, because you got the sarcopenia, the waste away the muscles, but you also got the osteoporosis.
Right.
So you fall down. Guess what happens, Kristen? You break your hip, right?
Right.
Once you break your hip, it's all over, Kristen. It's all mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. If you're bedridden, you lose more and more muscle mass, and you get less and less bone mass. So you have to, that's why exercise is so, so important. Mm-hmm. Resistance training, you know, either just base isometrics, you know, bands and stuff like that. You don't have to do a lot of crazy stuff. So if you only have a half an hour, spend that half hour doing resistance training, because mm-hmm. you're going to get a double benefit, Kristen. You're going to get increased heart rate. You're going to get increased bone mass, and you're going to get increased muscle mass, and you're going to be burning more and more and more calories. So that's the other reason why you want to do it. I'm here in Worcester, and I had somebody on my show. It's called Atlantic Athletics, and I love him because he'll bring you in and he'll look at you, see where you are and where you want to go, where all your weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing for the listeners, one of the things the physical test will tell you, it's something called activities of daily living. And what that means is things you do every day, right? And you're considered disabled if you cannot do like three or four of these things. You can't bathe yourself. You can't, mm-hmm. you can't ambulate. You can't walk around.
Right.
One of the keys is simply getting out of a chair, Kristen.
Mm.
That is the single most difficult thing to do. The reason is your biggest muscles in your body are your glutes, your rump.
Right.
Quadriceps. Those are your biggest muscles. So if those aren't working well, you can't get out. You see mm-hmm. now, Kristen, you see toilets, right, with those little handles on it, right?
Yes.
People can't even get out of their toilet.
Yes.
So when I do a seminar, especially for the vets, this is the first thing I do. I say, okay, guys, what I want you to do, and I got a big audience, they're all sitting there, and I say, I want you to get out of your chairs. And then I watch them, right?
Uh-huh.
And I watch their hands. Where do you think their hands go, Kristen?
They go down on the side of the chair to push themselves up.
Exactly. Bingo.
Yeah.
I watch them get up. Okay, guys, now I want you to cross your hands over your chest and I want you to get up. Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going with this?
Right.
Then,
yeah.
That eliminates half the room, Kristen.
Uh-huh.
Eliminates half the room right there.
Uh-huh.
They can't get out. They can't get out of there. Then we have a contest, and I used to give out prizes for this.
Mm-hmm.
How many times can you get in and out of that chair with your hands up and see how many times you can do that? That's mm-hmm. one of the signs of healthy aging. So I want to challenge our listeners out there. How many times can you get in and out of that chair? There's an actual test in a minute. How many times can you do that? So that's a way to see you can't change, Kristen, what you don't measure.
Right.
We have to measure these things. We have to mm-hmm. measure these things to see how many times you can get up. But Kristen, the other thing is this, think about this. While you're doing this, you're also doing an exercise, right? You're exercising.
Yeah. Yes.
So if nothing else, and let's say you're a at home worker, you're a desk worker, every 15 minutes, do that. Just get in and out of the chair. You're gonna start exercising your biggest muscles, which mm-hmm. are your quadriceps, which is run by your thigh and your glutes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to do is after you eat, take a walk. Because what do you do mm-hmm. when you're walking? What happens when you're walking? Remember, we talked about the evolution biology where the sugar gets sucked into the muscles?
Yes.
So if you're eating, if you take a walk, even a short walk, all of your muscles, your biggest muscles are activated, your quads and your glutes, all that sugar you were eating gets sucked into your muscles, Kristen. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Simple. Okay. Or if you don't want to walk outside, just walk around a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So these are things you can do every day. And what will happen is you can start challenging yourself. You can say, geez, well, you know what? I had to use the arms on the chairs before to get up, but now I can get up without the arms. And you know what? You know, last week I could do 10 of those in a minute. Now I can do 15. You see where I'm going with this, Kristen?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I love it.
You can challenge yourself. You don't need even a trainer for this. Okay.
Right.
The other thing to do is this, is you're watching TV, right? The old adage now is sitting is the new smoking. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be sitting for long periods of time. So again, another challenge. I do this to all of my clients. So I wind up, recording all my shows so I can fast forward through the commercials. Okay. But mm-hmm. I don't do that. So when I record a show every 15 minutes when the commercial comes on, I force myself to get up and walk around. I may do a mm-hmm. chore, Kristen. I may, do something. I walk uh-huh. around. While that's on, they don't want to hear the TV kick and the commercial comes off. Then I walk back to my chair, okay, and I sit down again.
So I love it.
You're walking up, okay? there's a really good book I suggest everybody read. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Yes.
It takes 28 days to form a new habit. Mm-hmm. There's an expression in neurology, neurons that fire together, wire together. It becomes automatic habit. Becomes automatic. Mm-hmm. So that commercial comes on. It's a trigger for your brain, right, Kristen? Time to get up and walk around. You're burning calories. You're strengthening your muscles. You're doing all that stuff. So even if you don't like going to the gym, just get up. Just get up and walk around. It's going to strengthen your bones. It's going to strengthen your muscles. It's going to burn calories. And there's, for some reason, they don't know, again, as a biochemist, I want to know the mechanism of action. Uh-huh. Some things they know work, but they don't know why they work. Okay, weird stuff. They did a study, and they found out that men that walk, nothing else, just walk, they have a much lower incidence of prostate cancer than other men that don't walk. But they don't know why. Mm-hmm. No idea. I don't know why either. But again, going back to evolution biology, Kristen, right? We're made to walk. We're bipeds, right? We're bipedal. So we can walk. We're made to do that. So walking is really, really good in terms of that. So the takeaway for the, in terms of the exercise is, again, resistance training. That's what you want to do. If you want to do a little cardio, fine. But most people have so much time. Do the resistance training. Go to some place. Learn how to do it correctly, so you don't want hurting us. You don't wind up hurting yourself. So those are the two key pillars of two of the three pillars of health.
Perfect. Well, so far, I guess I've learned that I need to throw out the food pyramid and throw out everything you learned about exercise, because I'm 100% with you. Everybody runs to the treadmill or the elliptical, and they get excited about those. And we need to flip our minds on what we've been taught and change it up. So those are perfect. So we're going to go to a quick break. I know we are getting short on time because we're having such a great conversation, and we're going to come back and we're going to finish up with the third pillar.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com. Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
Join Kristen for the live virtual workshop, Caring for Your Human. This interactive workshop will incorporate the tools and techniques that Kristen covers in her latest book, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, where she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. The workshop will be held virtually on June 7th, 8th, and 9th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Register to attend at www.shewisepublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We've covered so far nutrition and exercise. Your third pillar that you have listed is community, Phil. So can you talk to us a little bit about what you mean by community, especially for my introverts that hear the word community and say, oh my gosh, you want me to go out and participate in something or be around people? What do you mean by community?
Okay, going back to evolution and biology, we're social, uh-huh. social animals. And There's a famous neuroscientist he went on some sabbaticals and he studied something called the bonobos, and bonobos are very close to us, and they're chimpanzees.
Okay.
Same kind of social structure.
Uh-huh.
So we are like 99% of our DNA is the same as the chimpanzees. They're mm-hmm. very, very social animals. Most people know this, but during this whole COVID thing, people got really, really depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing they found out, people as they age, they also lose community. And there was something to do with loneliness and isolation is as bad as smoking like a pack of cigarettes a day. I just saw that study. It's really, really
bad. Oh, wow.
Other thing, as you get older, the other problem is, you know, your brain is just not being challenged enough. There was a group out of Australia that started a group specifically older people. It's called something like Just Neighbors or something like that, where they want to put people together, in other words, so they can communicate and stay in contact. So even if you're an introvert, it's good to get out. It's good to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit there and basically try to talk to people. The other thing good about community, I'll give you a good example. Talking about the gym, this is another twofer you get, uh-huh. exercise in the community. So, when I interviewed one of the women that owned Orange Theory, and one of the questions I asked her, because I go to a big box gym like Planet Fitness.
Okay.
And I asked her, and when I walk in, I don't know about you, Kristen, everybody knows everybody. I go, what, mm-hmm. 5 o'clock, everybody knows everybody. How you doing? What's going on? And, you know. And we just BS, you know, through the whole time.
Yes.
And I belong to another gym, but I only go there for half an hour because I have to be back for something. But all my friends are there. And I walked into the gym. I want to do a quick 30-minute workout. But when I started uh-huh. talking to them, I never did the workout, Kristen. I did nothing. But I felt so good. I felt so
right.
good.
Right.
I felt so good. And I look forward to going to the gym, not even for the exercise, seeing all my friends and catching up and what's going mm-hmm. on. And I'm a biochemist, so they ask me a lot of questions. Well, I got this aching pain, what should I do? So I'm kind of helping people at the same time, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I get a lot of satisfaction. I'm helping people, and it makes me feel good because I'm so selfish because I like helping people. So, you know, so that's the other thing. So when I asked Orange and I asked my friend, I said, absolutely. In fact, he told me they become a community. So if you don't show up at the gym, they're texting you and saying, Kristen, you know, are you okay? What's going yeah. on? You know?
That's,
and
Kristen, I love that.
And you being a runner, right? It may be cold outside. You got your buddy outside waiting for you to run with you. You can go out there to do it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You develop this community, you know, this mm-hmm. community out there of people like-minded. Mm-hmm. And what my friend at Atlantic Athletics said, he said, the other thing is when they come in, you could be, it's gym intimidation, right? You come in there, everybody's buff and you're coming in, you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But he says a lot of times the other members will take you under their wing and say, you know mm-hmm. what? A year ago, I was where you are. And they'll kind of take you under the wing and they'll help you out. And the trainers will work with you. So you basically, you have something where you know, there's a reason that you have accountability, Kristen. You have accountability to show up.
I love it.
That's it. I have a group called Meetup where you know, I have a big group, health and nutrition stuff. And a lot of times we'll do meetings, people like-minded, maybe you're a runner, maybe you're a foodie, maybe you're this. You all mm-hmm. get together and you share things. And a lot of times you can make, you know, great friends doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing, community, I've got friends that play tennis or, you know, golf or whatever. Again, you're going out with these people and you're playing tennis, you're getting exercise, Kristen, but maybe you're walking down the golf course, you're talking about this, and this. It's that community. And there was a study, it was interesting. People that play racket sports like ping pong, they live 5 to 7 years more longer than other people. Why that is, you guess, you know, it's so many things in that. So with the exercise, there's the community and also you got the exercise with the gym. So those two kind of go together, Kristen.
Yes, and it makes sense, and I love it. It's really the accountability thing. That was always what kind of drove me. It's like when they don't see you for a while and you come back and, you know, you're a few pounds heavier or, you know, you've just been missing, people notice that and people pay attention. And it's interesting because even sometimes the individuals that you don't really get that opportunity to have a conversation with, you're just, they're in your purview, so you see them. So you're even looking like, oh, you remember that guy that came in that, you know, he's usually over there on the weights and you don't see him. And you start to wonder like, oh gosh, what happened? Because you do end up with a community, whether you interact directly or you're just used to seeing them. So I love that. Well, we are running short on time. I feel like we could be here for days. I could have you on here for many, many episodes, which we absolutely will bring you back to do so. But I would like you, as we start to close out, to just share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you. And then also, if you could share, you've got a lot of messages you shared today, but what would you say is the most important thing that you want to share with our listeners as we close out?
Right. What I said in the beginning, and this has helped the most people, you're in control of your own reality. Don't mm-hmm. allow anybody to intimidate you or make you feel bad because it's their problem. It's not your problem. Once you realize that, after 28 days, you'll no longer have the road rage. You'll no longer get upset. What will happen eventually, you have something in your body called the limbic system. Is that what they call the fight or the flight? And mm-hmm. the amygdala is a big one there. That gets triggered. But that can be stopped by your prefrontal cortex, the executive part of your brain. So once you mm-hmm. stop that, start those hormones are taking. So remember, you're in control of everything. No one can, don't allow them to take control over your emotions.
Thank you for that. And how can our listeners get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about your services or to work with you? Where can they find you?
Email me, philgeorge@charter.net. That's philgeorge@charter.net. I'll send you links to all of my shows and everything else. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to, you know, just answer them for you. Or, you know, if Kristen is gracious enough to have me on again, shoot Kristen over an email and say, I want Phil to cover this next. I'll do a whole episode on Alzheimer's or whatever you want me to answer. I can cover pretty much anything. I got slides and stuff like that for everything. So just email me, philgeorge@charter.net, and I'll send you all my links.
Wonderful. Thank you. So for our listeners today, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Surviving the Human Experience. And until next time, be well and stay blessed.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's shewisepublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow. flow.